raise your equipment and avoid getting stuck or causing damage. Minimize distractions. Remember, noisy equipment drowns out the sound of a train. Unless you're crossing, always keep a safe distance from train tracks. Look, listen, live. For more info, go to oli.org.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us. We work around it and we live around it every day. And we just become desensitized to what's around us.
We go through safety training.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
The entertainment you want. The information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franz, and the first named tropical storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, Alberto, already impacting South Texas and could trigger flash flooding in the coming days. Extreme heat also building in the Midwest and East Coast. Boston declared a heat emergency, and extreme temperatures are testing utility companies. Alec O'Meara of Unitil in New Hampshire has tips on how to conserve energy and also save on your bill.
What drives energy usage up on a hot heat wave like this is people using their air conditioner. And interestingly, on successive hot days, that usage goes up and up and up, generally because people keep turning that air conditioner up a little bit more on each day.
The White House pushing back on claims by Israel's prime minister that the U.S. is withholding more weapons, Biden officials canceling a high-level meeting with Israeli delegates on Iran, and growing concerns over increased fighting in the north between Israel and Hezbollah. Russia's president and North Korea signing a NATO-like agreement to aid the other if each country faces aggression. This is ABC News. In Greece, two areas near the capital of Athens have been evacuated as firefighters try to contain a large wildfire. Dozens of blazes burning in the country amid high temperatures in recent weeks. A house collapse in Syracuse, New York, still under investigation.
Still no official cause of a house collapse in Syracuse. 10 people sent to the hospital with severe injuries, some critical. Fire Chief Michael Mann says the rescues were difficult, including a child trapped in a car outside the home.
One was in the vehicle and three were in void spaces that we were able to rescue them from out of.
The gas company says no leaks were reported in the area prior to the collapse and the house had no open code violations. Authorities back at the scene today continuing their investigation. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
Britain's Stonehenge vandalized. Two people with the environmental group Just Stop Oil arrested after an orange powder paint was sprayed on the ancient stones. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. Wine, spirits, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes. With thousands of bottles that you get to explore, Total Wine has everything you need and more. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
For 5 generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, isolated showers, a low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, pop-up showers and storms, and highs in the mid-70s. More rain possible Friday and Saturday. Highs warm to the low 80s and more humid. On Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs low 80s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A big day for Madison's Black community. Groundbreaking at the Center for Black Excellence and Culture. Founder, the Reverend Dr. Alex G., says it echoes the promise of Juneteenth.
We began this project on the backs and with the support of 300 African Americans.
Yes, we did.
We're the first donors to this project.
Yes, yes.
The center will host a variety of programming and highlight the accomplishments and contributions of Black Wisconsinites. Honoring Wisconsin's first woman lawyer, the Wisconsin Supreme Court announcing the state law library will be named in honor of Lavinia Goodell. Was born in New York State and moved to Wisconsin in 1871 and eventually drafted legislation to guarantee women the ability to practice law in the state.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th in Chippewa Falls. We've got your favorite fair food, the rides, and the games, and don't forget the animals and exhibits. It's all at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And on the Lightning Cool's main stage, it's One Vision of Queen featuring Mark Martel, Lee Bryce, Ludacris, and Wisconsin's very own Charlie Barron. Purchase tickets and learn more at NWSFA.com. We'll see you at the fair.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News This Hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers are us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, and Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The Pepin County Board of Supervisors will be meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include the annual reports from Emergency Management, Land Conservation, Health Departments, and the Sheriff's Department. Also, budget modifications for the Quiet Trails Grant for Pepin County Parks and Health Department grant agreements will be discussed. Tonight's meeting begins at 7 in the boardroom at the Pepin County Government Center in Durand. The National Weather Service has extended its flood warning for the Mississippi River in Buffalo and Wabasha counties until further notice. The Weather Service says because of all of the heavy rain in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin, the Mississippi River is expected to continue to rise to nearly 13 feet by Monday. At 13 feet, the railroad underpass on Highway 60 in Wabasha may be flooded. Flooding may also be possible on Lawrence Boulevard and Main Street East in Wabasha. The Weather Service says any additional rain could also have the river rise even higher. The former chancellor of UW-La Crosse is fighting to keep his teaching job today. Joe Gao is facing a disciplinary hearing. He was fired as chancellor in late December after the university discovered he was making porn movies with his wife and sharing them on the internet. Gao accepted his firing as chancellor, but is fighting to save his job as a communications professor. He says he did nothing wrong, and Gao is questioning why the University of Wisconsin can have a major in sexuality, but he can't keep his job because of his now public sex life. Wisconsin doesn't want the bird flu to ruin fair season this summer. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services and Department of Agriculture yesterday said they both plan to monitor fairs across the state this year for bird flu. There are outbreaks in other states where the flu has been found in dairy cows. Both DHS and the Department of Ag say people need to be aware of staying healthy after visiting fairs, but there's no reason to be afraid. Department of Health Services says your best bet to stay healthy after visiting the fair, wash your hands. Public health managers also say parents should keep their kids away from the animals that may look sick, whether that's at a petting zoo or livestock at the fair. Reminder that dairy cattle will need to be tested for the H5N1 virus before they're allowed to be transported to area fairs. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The Durand, Arkansas School Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion of the preliminary 24-25 budget, renewal of membership in the WYAA, and reports from district administration and building administrators. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 p.m. in the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. There's now an arrest in a Western Wisconsin homicide case, but there's still no details. The Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department reported yesterday that deputies arrested 61-year-old Todd Geek for the killing in Ettrick back in May 15th. But the Sheriff's Department has yet to say anything about just what happened, how the victim died, or why they were killed. The victim has been identified as 36-year-old Kyle Dahl of Ettrick. Prosecutors have not provided any details in the case. Mayo Clinic will sue Eau Claire over its $1 million tax bill. The hospital yesterday announced a lawsuit that challenges both the real estate tax and personal property tax bills from the city. Mayo says because it's a nonprofit hospital, it's exempt from property taxes in Wisconsin. Eau Claire's attorneys say the exemption only applies to the hospital portion of Mayo's facility in the city. Office space and parking lots, the city argues, can and should be taxed. This is the first time that Mayo has sued Eau Claire over its taxes. HSHS says it will donate nearly $16 million in formal donations to its hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The Hospital Sisters of St. Francis Foundation yesterday said the bulk of the money, $9 million, will go to the Community Foundation of Chippewa County and Eau Claire Community Foundation. Each will receive $4.5 million. HSHS says it will also give nearly $5 million to the Monsignor Klimek Healing Presence Endowment, the Healing Place Endowment, and the Healing Place Fund. There will be another $3 million in charitable donations, and then HSHS will give $150,000 to former employees at Sacred Heart and St. Joe's. The Minnesota Department of Corrections is identifying an inmate who was found dead in his cell at Stillwater Prison over the weekend. They say 22-year-old DeMarlo Smith was unresponsive when he was discovered Saturday. Staff began life-saving measures, but Smith was pronounced dead a short time later. Authorities believe he may have overdosed on synthetic drugs. Foul play isn't suspected. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything.
Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. An unusual find for a southeast Wisconsin landscaper. West Bend police say the landscaper discovered what appeared to be a hand grenade buried beneath shrubs Monday morning. The area had to be evacuated, and the Milwaukee County Bomb Squad removed the item and determined it to be a deactivated hand grenade, which may have been among the shrubs for quite some time. No one was hurt. Authorities are still investigating. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Ah, spring. The perfect time to plant the seeds of intention. What we put in, we get back. Like at Cricket Wireless, where you get four lines for only $25 per month each. Now go forth and cultivate a stronger connection with yourself and the three other people on your phone plan. One more soothing gong for good measure. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Discounts vary per line. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
Haley at home with Rick Ware Racing. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Bike Riders is the motion picture event roaring into theaters this Friday.
I built this club out of nothing.
Inspired by true events, USA Today hails The Bike Riders as a must-see summer movie. Yeah, 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 yeah. Starring Jodie Comer.
The club is changing.
Austin Butler.
Is that who we are now?
And Tom Hardy.
This is our family.
Outsiders become legends. The Bike Riders. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Written and directed by Jeff Nichols. Only in theaters this Friday.
As NASCAR Cup Series silly season heats up, with plenty of potential team and driver changes afoot, Justin Haley remains steadfastly loyal to Rick Ware Racing. In his first season with RWR, Haley shares that he isn't interested in moving to another organization.
You know, looking back a year ago, Rick Ware and Lisa Ware, they gave me an opportunity kind of, you know, when I was high and dry and didn't have an opportunity left in the Cup Series, right? You know, I trusted them, they trusted me, and, you know, I kind of gambled my whole career and life and everything I've done up to that point to trust Rick and his process and see him through. And, you know, I'm definitely committed to Rick and, you know, kind of seeing out what he wants his future to be with me and things like that.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard. But when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
The crew in the Halos in the rubber match. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports.
It's the Brewers and the Angels tonight for one more matchup in Anaheim. LA took game one, Milwaukee won game two. So far this season, the Brewers are 14-7-2 in series play. That helps explain their seven-game lead over the Cardinals in the NL Central. That's a lead that grew by a half game earlier today when St. Louis lost at Miami 4-3. Coming up tonight from Milwaukee, Freddie Peralta pitches against LA's Tyler Anderson. Game time is set for 8:40. To basketball, Bucks coach Doc Rivers continues to remake his staff. Jason Love and Greg Buckner will come to Milwaukee. Love had been with the 76ers last season and also worked for Rivers there. Buckner had been the lead assistant coach under J.B. Bickerstaff with the Cavaliers. Last week, Rivers hired Darvin Ham to be his top assistant. And the Detroit Pistons have fired coach Monty Williams 1 year into his six-year $78.5 million contract with the club. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Four state champs are crowned in girls soccer, plus a state champion football coach has passed away. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
The very last WIAA high school sports event of the season wrapped up over the weekend as girls soccer champions were crowned at Eline Soccer Park in Milwaukee. Muskego continues to rule Division I as the Warriors claimed a third straight title in the state's biggest division, defeating Kimberly 2-1 in the title game. We were treated to another Oregon versus Whitefish Bay battle for the Division II crown for the third straight year and fourth in the last five championships. Top-seeded Oregon upended Whitefish Bay this time, flipping last year's result. The Panthers got a goal from Addison Worth early in the second half, and it stood up for the 1-0 win. Plymouth grabbed a second straight Division III title, downing Catholic Memorial 2-1. Cedar Grove Belgium captured its first championship with a 5-1 win over the Prairie School in the Division IV title game. Sad news to report from football, where Monroe head coach Toby Golombieski passed away on Sunday after battling colon cancer. Golombieski led the Cheesemakers to 7 playoff trips in 8 years at the helm, including the 2022 Division III state title, when they set a record for most rushing yards by a team in a single season. Prior to bringing the wing tee to Monroe, Golombieski spent many years coaching in Illinois. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Can an underwater viewing camera tell you which lures to use and which lures not to use? It does for me, and I'll tell you how it works, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
I love fishing lake trout up on Lake Superior, and I often wonder why certain lures work better than others. So I got a couple of AquaView underwater viewing cameras and hooked them up to my downriggers. And I sent them down with certain spoons and crankbaits. I tested a lot of different lures. We tested spin and glow lures. And what we discovered was is that some lures work better than others. Why? Could be the action, I don't know. In some cases, we had spoons where the fish would swim up and just follow them. Sometimes you'd have three or four fish behind a spoon just following the lure, never ever hitting it. And then we'd drop a different spoon. Maybe it was a different color, maybe a different style, a little different action. And wow, these things would go crazy to hit that. They'd fight over it. And you could watch this all on video. It was great. So I got to the point where I started weeding out lures that weren't working and using just lures that did. And oh my, what a difference it has made. If you want to see one of the videos that I shot, go to aquaview.com. It's right there with the videos. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, isolated showers, a low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, pop-up showers and storms, and highs in the mid-70s. More rain possible Friday and Saturday. Highs warm to the low 80s and more humid. On Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs, low 80s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Of course, today is a holiday, Juneteenth, so no markets were trading the day. We are going to do a repeat of yesterday's Channel Final Bell as we get comments to look at the market that actually saw some lower numbers on the livestock, but it was the higher trade on the grain side. Many talked about the reaction to the crop progress report that was released on Monday. We'll also dive into a variety of other issues that affected the trade as we're joined by Jamison Jensen. Jamison is with Trados as we kick it off, taking a look and reviewing that weekly crop progress report and what he saw as a takeaways to how the markets reacted today.
Yeah, so we'll start. The overall crop in the U.S. and the main producing states is rated 72% good to excellent, which is down 2 on the week, which is not an unforeseen thing as we get into the growing season. The main highlight that I took away from that is that only 5% of our crop is rated poor or very poor. So 95% of our crop is at least fair, and 72% is good to excellent. So overall, nationally speaking, we've got a pretty good start on the corn crop. As far as locally, Nebraska was near the lead of the pack at 81% good to excellent. And then our neighbors across the river, Iowa, was 74%. Something to maybe pay attention to is Illinois was 65%, but they were down 9 on the week. So as things get going, it might be worth keeping an eye on Illinois. The one thing that also might be worth keeping an eye on locally here is Colorado was rated 60% good to excellent. Texas was 59 and Kansas was 63. So there might be a case where if that trend continues, there might be a lot of demand down south for local producers here, similar to, I think it was 2 years ago, where harvest basis really got froggy as the southwest Corn Belt crop was just not there, and a lot of demand came up to pull it out of the central Nebraska corridor. Moving on to soybeans, they were rated 70% good to excellent. I believe that's down 2% on the week as well. Nothing crazy there, but again, only 5% was rated poor to very poor. So 95% of our crop is also on a decent trajectory to begin mid-June here. One thing to note, again, well, Nebraska really and about every row crop is sitting pretty good. But again, Illinois was 61%, which is down 8 on the week. So definitely some issues developing there, and we all know what their importance is to the overall balance sheet. Moving on to... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, you talk about where these guys are, and then you look up just north of us into South Dakota, areas of Minnesota and Wisconsin where they've had a lot of rain. I know Minnesota's got corn planters and tractors kind of stuck in the fields right now underwater. Do you think that's going to factor in at all as we continue to see these crop progress numbers come in for corn and beans?
Generally speaking, as in wet years, the traders in Chicago view drowned out bushels are offset by bushels that do get ample rain. I know there's definitely issues, especially southwest Minnesota, northwest Iowa. I know there's a lot of water issues with Lake Okoboji going on and more rain on the way. So there are definitely problem areas within fields, but in terms of, you know, entire counties being wiped out and zeroed out, that has not happened yet.
All right, and go ahead and finish then what you were saying. I apologize for interrupting you.
Oh, that's a great question. Moving on to hard red winter wheat here. The interesting thing in that is the harvest pace going on down south. Texas came out at 63% harvested, which is only 8% above its five-year average. But Oklahoma is 83% harvested, which is 46 points higher than its five-year average, which is remarkable. So they're twice as far ahead as they normally are. And Kansas is at 28% harvested, which is 20 points higher than they normally are. So harvest is happening at a brisk pace as far as results and word from the field. Generally speaking, it's a better-than-expected crop with maybe average protein, 11 to 11.5, kind of nominally. I'm assuming some North Central Kansas and South Central Nebraska, Colorado wheat will probably start getting looked at pretty hard here late next week going into the 4th of July.
Have you heard, Jameson, any numbers coming in? I know out of Oklahoma, for example, and has that harvest moved into Kansas?
Yeah, I'd say Kansas wheat, the line might be Wichita, maybe a little north of Wichita. As far as, I don't want to put a bushel number on it, but I would say better than expected, and I would look for the USDA to raise yields once that's verified.
Well, I know a lot of things have been factoring into this. What about the wheat-corn spread that everybody was kind of talking about in today's market trade?
You know, wheat had a, looking back at wheat, we had a very classic, I don't know if you want to call it April, May, or late spring, early June rally, but really from a historical standpoint, wheat did exactly what we should have expected wheat to do. You know, maybe middle April, we were at around that 580 July level, and then we just rallied to about 730, 740, somewhere in there by late May. And I don't know that that is, and I've lost, you know, $1.40 or so since then, but I don't know that, historically speaking, that that should be considered a wild move. The downside is, well, if you're a corn producer, the upside is that corn has not followed wheat down in a dramatic fashion.
Which is kind of nice to see, because usually when one goes down, the other seems to follow suit.
Yes, exactly. So that's the encouraging thing, is that corn is really, I know it maybe seems dramatic the last couple of days, but really we're at the prices we were 2 weeks ago in terms of futures prices. So it's not like the world is completely ending. You know, maybe mid last week, people were pretty optimistic about a corn rally, and we did get pushed back a little bit. But really, if you go look at a two-week view, we're not really any different than we were previously.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half. It is the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Enjoy breakfast on the farm with the 30th annual Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 till 11 at Marbeck Dairy, Highway Double N, Mondovi. Enjoy pancakes, sausage, cheese curds, cube cheese, and of course, ice cream and milk. There'll be music by Karen and the guys, face painting for the kids, and farm tours too. It's the 38th annual Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 till 11 at Marbeck Dairy, Highway Double N, Mondovi.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we continue our conversation this afternoon with Jameson Jensen. He, of course, is with Trados. And before we dive into the rest of the grain complex, I want to talk about this corn market. As I had a cattle feeder jokingly text that said, you know, I got to buy some grain. Can we get the corn prices to go down? And it just shows that correlation that those two commodities have and play back and forth together.
Yeah, you know, it's really something everybody... You know, depending on if corn is up 5 or down 5 on a particular day, everybody really gets excited or really gets pessimistic. And if you look at it in the broad scheme of things, we really, especially July corn, has been in a roughly a 20-cent range basically since almost like April 1st. So it's really been, you know, nobody's really won, nobody's really lost in the grand scheme of things in an overall concept. As far as, you know, probably next week you're going to get a call from your grain buyer about either pricing basis contracts or rolling them. Just something to be aware of is, generally speaking, if we do have our 2+ billion bushel carryout that the government claims we do, it's generally not the greatest idea to be the last person in town to sell old crop corn. So just keep that in mind. As far as new crop corn is concerned, December futures, again, same story. We've been in a, it seems like it's been pretty choppy, but really we've been in a, oh, I don't know, about a 40 cent range for the entire, you know, February to today. So in terms of dramatic moves, I would say that's been pretty calm for a spring period. So it's really a function of having a plan and setting goals and acting on that, because you really don't know if what the future brings. But if you can make, I think our seasonal average for December futures is like 472. So really, we're not dramatically far from that. But if you can make decisions above our average in a seasonal time frame that Trados views is advantageous, you're, you know, beating your opportunity, quote unquote. So just keep that in mind as far as what be forward. As far as soybeans, new crop has been in a pretty dramatic sell-off in the last 2-3 weeks. I don't know that I guess it's starting to build a base. It did end the day positive. From a long-term perspective, our low for November futures 2.75 back in February. So we're basically there. So ideally that can hold as support and we can get a bounce back to something closer to 12. As far as wheat is concerned, I guess we talked earlier, seasonally speaking, wheat is going to have a very difficult time rallying going in or as harvest continues. So as a producer, you've got to be aware of that. And if you have hedges or hedge to arise or things like that, it may not sound like the most fun thing in the world, but it might be worth, you know, I think some elevators in western Nebraska are 100 under or worse harvest wheat. You've really got to start kicking the tires and making phone calls to people in terms of what is my next best opportunity. If, you know, if I can store wheat for, what is that at me? And right now that July-September spread is, I think, 8.5 cents. It was 10 this morning. That is basically going to cover your interest expense if you have an operating note. So at least gives you some time, maybe lets the gut slot clear out and gives you an opportunity to be in charge of your fate rather than just kind of being at the mercy of your local elevator.
You know, and that's what some we've been talking about all this spring into the beginning of this growing season is the importance of having a marketing plan, because we don't know what weather's going to throw at us. And we've already seen a couple curveballs coming our way. So if you're not set with an idea of how you're going to market come harvest time, it could catch you in a bind.
Well, and wheat specifically, if you just look at it, it's been the most volatile commodity lately. If you would have sold wheat at $6.50, you know, whenever that would have been a month ago, for a while that would have looked like a horrible, you know, you would have felt bad, but all of a sudden now you look like a hero. So as long as you have a plan through opportunity, you can at least act on it. But if you have no plan, in my experience, if you don't sell six and you don't sell 650, you're probably not selling seven either. So in terms of trying to optimize your opportunities, you just really need to have a plan. And it's not necessarily the plan, it's the execution of the plan that's the most relevant thing.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this weather, because it has definitely been an interesting growing season, Jameson, and it's not going to let up anytime soon. And you kind of joked with some seriousness, wait for July, because July usually means hot and dry.
Yeah, you know, and this is in jest, and I understand everybody's going through different things, but, you know, it's not abnormal to have a wet spring, and it's not abnormal to have a hot July and August. Now, that being said, obviously rainfall along the way is probably more important than the heat units. Cooler nighttime weather is probably more important than the daily highs, things like that.
Jameson, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you guys?
You can either give us a call. Our headquarters is in Lincoln. Our phone number here is 402-858-7501. We also have offices in Albion, a new one in Hardinton with Alex Gade, and one in Clear Lake, Iowa, and one in Alabama. But you can also find us on social media at Go Trade Us across all platforms. And
all right, sounds good. Thanks so much. Jameson Jensen joining us today. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. And that is the Channel Final Bell, being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Wisconsin, home to the finest dairy products, is dedicated to building strong local connections with consumers like you. Start your day off right with a legendary June Dairy Month breakfast. With the summer around the corner, we're excited to introduce new recipes for your culinary adventures. Whether it's a barbecue or a picnic, our dairy delights bring joy to families and friends. Here's to a summer brimming with dairy memories. Visit wisconsindairy.com to check out these recipes.
This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Compeer Financial.
It takes passion and dedication to produce safe and nutritious milk and dairy products day after day. And Compeer Financial is proud to partner alongside hardworking dairy farmers, processors, and others in the dairy industry as they work relentlessly to feed the world. Thank you for all you do as we join you in celebration of June Dairy Month. To learn more, give Compeer a call at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/dairy. Trademarks of Compeer Financial, an equal credit opportunity lender.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. Another week, another highly pathogenic avian influenza update. The virus continues to turn up on dairy farms. As the virus spreads, dairy cattle shows at county and state fairs are rethinking their biosecurity requirements. I'll have more when we come back.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with ExactEmerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
HPAI, highly pathogenic avian influenza, continues to show up in tests at dairy farms across the country. 12 states now are reporting outbreaks in their dairy cow herds. And this is in addition to the ongoing impact of the virus in the poultry industry, with outbreaks currently in commercial flocks in two different states. And the outbreak is happening as summer heats up. County and state fair season is just around the corner. In response, states like Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan have introduced mandatory H5N1 testing for lactating dairy cows before they can be exhibited. The rules are being handed down by both fair organizers and state departments of agriculture with the goal of minimizing the spread of the virus at these events. The testing is confined to lactating dairy cattle because, as Katie Cornelius O'Neill, the senior veterinarian for cattle programs at the Minnesota Department of Ag, said initial insights show that milk and the udders are a hotspot for the influenza virus on infected cows, which makes showing lactating dairy at these events higher risk. Wisconsin State veterinarian Darlene Conkle agreed, saying it makes sense to minimize the opportunities for the virus to be introduced or spread among animals in Wisconsin. The concern over lactating dairy cattle isn't limited to individual states either, as the USDA has had a federal order in place for nearly a month requiring a negative H5N1 test for lactating cattle to move across state lines. In Michigan, officials have gone a step further by prohibiting the exhibition of lactating dairy cattle entirely until there are no new H5N1 cases in the state for 60 consecutive days. Health officials continue to reassure the public that pasteurized dairy products are safe for consumption, but they also emphasize the importance of biosecurity, as the virus can cut milk production on farms by 40 to 50%. I'll have more when we come back.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school, or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
As fair and exhibition season approaches, state and federal agencies will likely be working closely with event organizers to minimize the spread of HPAI, avian influenza. If you're planning to show dairy cattle this summer, contact the event and see what new requirements could be in place for this year's event. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that the average cow generates more than $21,000 a year in economic activity? These dollars are used throughout our communities, helping to support schools, roads, and local businesses. The dairy industry accounts for nearly 40% of all Wisconsin agriculture jobs. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This Dairy Month message is brought to you by Martin's Transport of Mondovi. Looking for a new career? It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Visit martin.com for more information.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, isolated showers, a low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, pop-up showers and storms, and highs in the mid-70s. More rain possible Friday and Saturday. Highs warm to the low 80s and more humid. On Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs low 80s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Two young people without a thing. Say some vows and spread their wings. Settle down, just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style. She just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile to living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme. Living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough. Living on love. Children gone, but still they sing. Side by side in that front porch swing. Living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door. Just living on love. Living on love. Buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme. Living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough. Living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme. Living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough. Living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough. Living on love.
Don't my baby look good in them blue jeans, tied on the top with a belly button ring, a little tattoo somewhere in between. She only shows to me. Hey, we're going out dancing, she's ready tonight. So damn good looking, boys, it ain't even right. And when the bartender says for the lady, what's it gonna be? Tell it, man. She ain't into wine and roses. Beer just makes her turn up her nose. And she can't stand a thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas. Just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more red and a little more pain. My little whiskey girl, she's my little whiskey girl, my ragged on the edges girl. Ah, but I like them rough. Baby got a 69 Mustang, four on the floor, and you ought to hear the pipes ring. I jump behind a wheel and it's away we go. Hey, I drive too fast, but she don't care. Blue bandana tied all up in her hair, just sitting there.
singing every song on the radio. She ain't into wine and roses, beer just makes her turn up her nose, and she can't stand a thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more edge and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. She's my little whiskey girl. My ragged on the edges, girl. Oh, but I like them rough. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more edge and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. Oh, she's my little whiskey girl. My ragged on the edges, girl. Ah, oh, but I like them rough. Yeah, I like them rough. I like them rough.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
love we shared was gonna last forever. Once I was your one and only. Now here I sit